The COVID pandemic has posed so many challenging tests for even the most well-resourced Michigan communities. There are many school districts that have made an astonishing pivot to virtual learning on very little notice. All the same, these schools are helping kids and families through one of the most difficult periods in living memory. And as we heard yesterday, some have questions about whether virtual learning is the right choice for Michigan's kids in this moment. Dr. Janice Swift is the superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public School District. Dr. Swift, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the pandemic has been like for Ann Arbor schools?
Well, this has been a very challenging time, really, for everyone, for our students, parents, for our teachers and staff and leaders, for our families and our community. It's just an exceptionally challenging time as we navigate this 100-year public health crisis. I just appreciate the work of everyone involved to do our very best work for children. And yet the situation is quite concerning, as we all know.
As we heard on the show yesterday, there's a group of physicians that has written a letter asking the board and the district to consider allowing some kids to return for face-to-face instruction. Have you seen their statement?
I have.
What did you think?
There is absolutely no doubt that children are better served in face-to-face instruction. You know, April, that is what we are all hardwired to do, is to have our children in classrooms, in schools, with teachers, eyes on, face-to-face, in person. And yet, that doesn't tell the whole story, the entire story of what we're addressing when we think about a responsible and sustainable reopening to in-person instruction. We have planned from the very beginning that small groups of our most vulnerable students would be among the first to return to in-person learning. And yet, just like everything else we're experiencing in this pandemic, this is really about a systems approach. Right now, at the highest point so far of this surge of cases, our community spread is at a level where even staffing classrooms is an incredible challenge. We know that children need consistency. They need regularity. They need rhythm and routine. So our job is really to look at that system. And that's our job collectively, to think about available testing and timely results, to think about the impact of the vaccine that will start in Michigan next week. We are indeed very close to a better day, and yet our current challenges are immense with regard to the reopening of school doors.
You said something just now I wanted to ask a bit more about, the fact that keeping classrooms staffed would be a big challenge right now. Can we unpack what that means? Is the problem that there are enough people who are testing positive that school buildings can't be adequately staffed? Or is it that there might even just be enough people who've had a contact with someone who's tested positive that makes that difficult?
I appreciate that question, and it is absolutely both of those components. We noticed in October in our own community, the shift in the increase in the level of community spread makes it such that that combination of individuals who are personally impacted by a positive test and those who are impacted by a quarantine requirement, the combination of those two makes it impossible to properly and responsibly staff our classrooms and schools. Our goal from the beginning has been to coordinate a sustainable and a responsible and a safe reopening of our classrooms, and we're absolutely determined to do so. Just like, though, when we think about reopening the economy, we really have to consider first things first. And our first priority as a collective and as a community is to realize a reduction in that level of community spread so that we can responsibly get our professionals and our students into classrooms together.
You alluded to the fact that the district has indeed planned all along to at least try to get some of the most vulnerable kids back into face-to-face instruction when it is possible. What have you planned on that might be an appropriate time for that return? Like, what would trigger such a thing?
What we've known from the spring is that this pandemic is not following a calendar, and that we are going to need to be responsive. So our plans for reopening have been in place. Our team is poised and prepared. And yet we want to see, and you heard it in the MDHHS briefing on Monday afternoon with Governor Whitmer, you heard those key and critical components that we want to see a downturn in the level of community spread. We want to see the case numbers reducing so that we aren't on what you've seen across the country on that open, close, open, which is extremely disruptive for students and for families and for staff. We want to coordinate a safe and responsible and sustainable reopening. You know, April, just last week reported in Detroit, the top six categories for identified outbreaks in Michigan. The category number two on that list, right behind long-term care facilities, is K-12 schools. So our reality right at this moment is that this level of community spread is exceedingly high, higher than it's been at any time during this pandemic. And so we are mindful of the risks that we face in coordinating a reopening right at this time. And yet we are poised and prepared and planned and ready for when there is an opening in that a level of community spread where we can responsibly begin with small groups of students. I also want to mention, April, that in addition, we have doubled down on our supports into the community. Every one of our mighty team of social workers and counselors and deans and intervention specialists and our community partners, we are all hands on deck so that our students and our families have those wraparound supports into the community. So we are not waiting for the day when our doors open. We are supporting our students. We are mobilizing every resource we possibly can to extend right into where our students are in their homes and into those virtual classrooms every day.
Just one more question. When we talked to Dr. Omkar Kathakayan, he made the point that there is a question about students' overall health and that, yes, COVID is a risk, but there are a lot of other things happening to kids right now as a consequence of this pandemic that are very concerning to pediatricians. What would you say about trying to balance out the risk of COVID infection and further spread, which, again, you know, our hospitals are all but begging us and maybe actually begging us to stay in place and avoid more community spread, and the risk to children's health and the very real mental and emotional challenges to kids right now?
There are absolutely, April, it's a very serious concern. There is absolutely wide concern, and particularly from all of the members of our team, around the needs and the impacts of virtual schooling on our students and on our families. April, this is what keeps our team up at night, and it's what drives our work every day, is ensuring that whether we're in a virtual classroom or whether we're in a face-to-face, in-person, in-school classroom, that we are keeping our physical mental health, social emotional, all of those needs of our students, including our critical mission of teaching and learning, that we are keeping all of that in the front of our mind and as our focus. And you know, April, as we emerge through this pandemic during 2021, it is high time for a community and a countrywide conversation about that fabric of support that is needed for children and families. We need to come out on the other side of this pandemic with a new attitude, a new and deeper commitment to our children and to their future and to all of the needs that our families are experiencing. Because these needs, we know, have not just come on this pandemic. These are the needs our children experience every day. Regardless of a pandemic, they are certainly exacerbated by our current circumstances.
Dr. Janice Swift is superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public School District. Dr. Swift, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.